News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Retailers across Ireland are being encouraged to take the final step in fully eliminating banned single-use plastics from sale and from supply. This is a campaign launched by My Waste, and campaign spokesperson Will Mitchell is with us. Is the problem, Will, that this a lot of these items are banned but are still in circulation from retailers?
Good morning, Anton. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, that's exactly the problem. So these items have been banned since 2021, but we're finding through our research that a small number of retailers are still making them available in Ireland.
Now, in part, is that because the designs used to replace the plastic products are so bad? I mean, some things like if it be chopsticks, if it be paper plates, if it be stirrers, they are fine to use wood. But there's an awful lot of dross out there that doesn't function for what it's meant to be. The wooden fork, the wooden flat spoon are terrible inventions.
I don't think that's the primary reason that these things are still available. So what we find in the research is that only about 4% of businesses are making these items available, but that 50% of businesses were aware of the regulations. So we think really it's an awareness issue.
And how is it that they are able to buy them? Because surely this is a bit like the drugs trade. You can either you can deal with the front line on the street, or you can find whoever is the kingpin. Who's supplying all this stuff?
Well, the EPA are the enforcement body for this, and they've been talking with suppliers and wholesalers over the last few years. And the majority of them are now no longer supplying these in Ireland. What we are hearing anecdotally is that smaller retailers are probably ordering these things in themselves. So we think it's the case that once the supply dried up through the initial importers and people were unaware of the ban of them, they were probably going on the internet and ordering them in themselves. So it's difficult now to find the last few, you know, small corner stores or whoever it might be, the local takeaway, that are ordering these in.
And do you have any insight into why the designs have been so slow in actually coming up with, the designers have been so slow in coming up with something that actually functions? I mean, it gets harped on a lot, but the paper straw is a woeful thing.
Well, I'd argue that it's a lot better than it was 10 years ago. You're talking about the wooden cutlery being like a tongue depressor. But if you know that you're going to have a salad from your local shop at work at lunch, bring in a fork from your home and then you have a nice metal one to use instead.
A fine point, Will. Will Mitchell, thank you very much. That is Will Mitchell, who is campaign spokesperson for My Waste.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.